The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Well, 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 here we find ourselves in another lovely, wonderful, glorious educational episode of Hit or Shit. Sorry, I just sprang that on you.
Yeah, you really snuck that in there. Yeah. You're going really smooth.
Normally, I make the eye contact. Yeah, there's like nothing. It's coming.
There's nothing. I thought there was going to be like another little preamble there. No. He's going into another.
No, it's like jazz, you know? We're just improvising.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever happens.
Improvised right before anybody like had even really started playing, so it was
super
jazz.
It's very jazz,
super jazz.
So I'm really happy to be here.
What is Hit or Shit, Spencer? What do we do on that show?
Well, on Hit or Shit,
it's one of our many bonus features. I know we have a lot of bonus.
It's a pretty popular bonus feature. So yeah. You know, IDTU, Idiots Discuss the Universe, is really shaping up to be more of a network than a singular show.
It is,
and so we've got our main show, Idiots Discuss the Universe, where we discuss like singular topics,
and then we got side properties.
We got side properties.
We can call them. We have side properties, Spencer.
That's a very formal way to put it.
But we do, and we have a couple of them. And this is, I think, our most successful and our favorite one to do, probably.
People love this one. So Craig and I are huge music nerds, so this is basically a vehicle for us to listen to new stuff that has come out and to judge it based on our musical knowledge,
based on our fickleness and our current mood.
Yes, and we are infallible. We are 100% infallible, as you know.
You're not, you know, actually, Spencer, sometimes when I go back, I don't even agree with myself on some of the shit that I say.
That's one thing about podcasting is I think if you put anyone in front of a microphone for long enough, they're going to say some shit that is just wrong. That's just completely wrong.
Right. I think the key to get beyond that is to do enough of it that it all kind of starts to blend together. So you become like your on-air persona is kind of like you are normally. Because everybody that lives for very long says and does some shit that is not like something
correct.
They're proud of. Right.
Right.
And, you know, it all kind of blends together who you are. And most days you're pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing is true for like on-air podcasting personas.
Sure.
Whatever. And I don't know if it's really a persona. I guess
not so much a persona, but
we hardly dip into the personas on this show.
Maybe we should a little bit more
so people would appreciate
it. I'm gonna bring out Maury. I'm Maury the music producer, and I'm here to discuss whether or not it's a hit or a shit. And so here we go.
So yeah, Craig and I, we listen to new songs that are coming out these days, and we decided whether or not we like it. And we try to make it simple just to, you know, hit. Is it a hit? Do we want to hear it again? Is it something that we would recommend to other people? Or is it shit? Is it something that we would just as soon forget about as, you know, as quickly as possible?
Shit. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. You know, scrape it off the bottom of your shoe.
And then sometimes, a lot of times, it's also or, which is that word that hooks us two things between. So
I feel like the or is just giving us an out.
Yes.
Like, you know, it gives us an out for when we can't really decide.
It's too hard to think about it anymore.
And we really don't like it, but we don't hate it. And everyone's been there. Yeah. Everyone has felt kind of or about things. And I think that's a good sound. That's good.
I think so too.
Is that an onomatopoeia? Like, it sounds like how it feels. It sounds like what it means, or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, probably a little bit.
Remember when I was trying to argue that death is an onomatopoeia?
Yeah. So I don't trust you when you start asking me about onomatopoeia. I got to think really...
Onomatopoeias.
I've got to think about it really carefully.
Yeah. No, you should with most things that I say. Definitely don't take them at face value.
So what are we going to be listening to today, Mr. Spencer?
All right. So the first thing we got coming up on this wonderful episode is a new song by the LA Dr. Dre protege.
Oh.
Anderson .Paak.
Anderson .Paak.
And Anderson .Paak is one of my favorite up and comers in the hip hop scene. He's got this is his third album that he's just releasing right now, entitled Oxnard.
Oxnard.
Yeah, which I think is a neighborhood or something like that in Cali.
Yeah.
I believe. And he's very musical. He's not like a lot of the rappers out here, not to throw any shade, but he's a drummer and he's a singer and he uses a lot of real instrumentation. He's got a band that he has on these albums, you know. So
he's more of a traditional musician coming at it from that direction.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And which I really appreciate. There's a lot of jazz and R&B influence on his albums. Okay. And yeah, he's like I said, he's a
and he's Dr. Dre's protege in what way?
I think Dr. Dre discovered him and co-signed him in the beginning a few years back, maybe in like 2012 or something like that. Okay. And he's one of those guys who was hustling, kind of struggling for a long time into like, you know, relatively long time, like 10 years and just obscurity, living out of his car in LA, that kind of a thing.
Okay.
And then he finally got recognized by the one and only Dr. Dre, PhD, and he co-signed him. He produces a few tracks on this album and on his other albums, but Anderson's also a producer as well. So,
All right, cool.
You'll hear that sound. It's got kind of that old G-funk influence going on.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to listen to this new album because his last one was awesome.
All right. Know,
breath of fresh air. So I've got
great. I'm excited. Let's do it. Pronto. I'm in the lay with the shake of bongo. I hit you take it without it was combo. Trimming the green with the blade and the lawnmower. Figure it out. Bitch, don't spill my sake. You gon' make me kick you out this pot, mitt. You gon' have to kick it in the lobby. Damn, but don't somebody stop me. I'm too sloppy. Trump's got a love child, and I hope that bitch is buck wild. I hope she sit my style. I hope she kiss senoritas and black gals. I hope her mama's El Sal. I hope her papa stick around. All right, we just listened to Six Summers by Anderson .Paak. Yeah, what you think, Spence?
I liked it.
I did too. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a great song. That was kind of the perfect example of what I was trying to describe earlier with his music. How it's like non-traditional as far as the current stage of hip hop. I guess it is more traditional as far as like R&B and hip hop are concerned.
Yeah, it's got a lot of things going on in it. It's got like a lot of that 70s soul influence to it. It's got a lot of like Digable Planets. It reminds me of like that sort of jazzy rap that came out in that early like 93, whenever that was.
Totally.
That they had their great album. But it's also got that, it's like you say, like it has that Dr. Dre sort of thing to it too, that I think that like it, I like it better than Digable Planets. I mean, the whole album is on that level. Yeah. Like I will enjoy that whole album. It's got like a fun instrumental to it in the way that like the Chronic did, and a lot of Snoop Dogg's early stuff did. It's a real like, you know, fun.
You nod
fun
your
music
head
to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the words to it, like there's a lot of, it's pretty political, you know,
that song was surprisingly political. Yeah. Not all of his stuff is like that.
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the first ones that I've heard him get that specifically political, which I honestly could have done without.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the whole like rapper against Trump, you know, no matter what you think about Trump, like, I just think that narrative is like a little bit tired and like is always kind of sold as like speaking truth to power. But it's like it comes off to me as just like a little bit, you're just kind of rehashing the shit that it's really, you know, just kind of like a corporate message. Because ultimately it boiled down to like an anti-gun song.
Yeah, it was an anti-gun. And
how Trump like supposedly doesn't like black people, which I just think is like kind of I don't know. I feel like it's just a little bit of a stretch. I know it's. I know people are gonna hate me, and this is not what Craig thinks.
I just don't think he cares.
Yeah, I just don't think he cares.
I don't think he dislikes or likes really much anybody. He just doesn't really care.
He cares about himself. Yeah. He's a fucking narcissist.
Yes.
You know, I'm not arguing that.
He's not thinking about black people. It's not that he likes them or dislikes
them.
He just doesn't think about it.
I think he's thinking about them maybe in the way he thinks of a statistic that will make him look good. In that, if he can, you know, manage to get black unemployment up or manage to get black voters, that is something he wants.
Get employment down.
Sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I think you said it. Get the employment up.
That is what I said.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard unemployment. I'm sorry.
No, that is what I said. I misspoke. Get unemployment down.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think he would love to have everybody love him as much as he loves him.
Exactly.
That's his true goal.
Right.
His inner child goal is I want everybody to give me the same because I really know that I'm great and I want everyone just to really believe that too.
Yeah. And I
just let me do what I want.
I just can't wait for a rapper to address that whole situation. Actually, no, Kanye has done it. He's I think the one rapper who has addressed Trump in like a semi-nuanced way where he's even willing to give him like an inch of like doubt or positivity or something like that. Whereas
I think Kanye sees in Trump a kindred spirit. Why can't I say that?
I don't know. That's funny. But yeah, no, I totally agree. They're both manic and a little bit out of control, but then also, you know, I guess in varying degrees can...
But kind of out of touch geniuses in their own way, too.
Right.
You know, that things really work out well for.
Yeah.
They also have that weird, like, superstar luck.
Yeah.
Well, they just do.
You know, luck, opportunity, preparedness, meeting opportunity.
Yeah, and sometimes just, you know, like...
Just straight luck.
Great shit happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that happens, too.
I think with back to this song, like the instrumental was fantastic. The flow is fantastic. The lyrics are fantastic. Like they're great. He does the subject
well.
And
it is in defense of the song, it is more nuanced than say like Ice Cube's like Arrest the President song or something like that. Which I love. That's a song, super great song, but that's super over the top, hitting you on the head with the hammer. And this is not super hitting you on the head with the hammer. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's smoother and it's got some humor to it. Like the opening line is, or a stanza is, Trump's got a love child and I hope that bitch is buck wild. I hope she sip mezcal. I hope she kiss senoritas and black gals. I hope her mom is El Salve, like El Salvadorian. And I hope her papa stick around. Yeah. Which is like, wait, you hope Trump sticks around? So that's why I was like, huh, this is like a weird... Like, what is he even talking about?
Right.
You know, but what is funny, you know?
It is. It's a weird, like...
But then he goes on to more like, oh, Trump is like, you know...
But it's weird code all the way through. It kind of reminds me of like that Dylan sort of thing where I'm going to talk around it in this weird way and kind of make up stuff just to kind of illuminate the situation. And it's cleverly done. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
The Andersons are a very smart guy. And I just think, you know, down in LA, they're, this is the name of the game. Like you can't come out as being like pro guns, basically,
right.
You know, in any way, shape or form, especially as like an artist. But despite that, like, I don't really care. Like, I'll listen to this song a million times cause it's, I think it's a hit, you know,
I think it's a hit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I seriously like put politics in a backseat when it comes to music a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Definitely.
You know, there are folks that I know I do not agree with them on any level, on a political or religious level, but man, I fucking dig the music that they make.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. And there's people that I agree with that I just can't listen to any of it.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works. And I guess I was reading along to the lyrics, so that's what
you got more of it than I got.
Definitely popped out a little bit more to me, and I guess it does to an extent sometimes take me out of the vibe of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me personally, and I kind of think that's my own like.
And I think I think your political engine runs a little bit warmer than mine does at this juncture.
Yeah, it's probably
true.
You
know what I'm saying? So I probably get a little bit less stirred up about it.
I just got back from a long car ride with my sister, and where you could not be more politically different. Well, we agree on a lot of stuff, but you know, there's certain things where she'll say stuff like, "Oh, you know, straight people are responsible for all the world's problems." I'm like, well, fair enough, but they probably also save the most cats from trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, just because of statistically speaking, whatever.
I get what you say. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But you still love your sister.
Oh, I love her to death. Yeah, absolutely. It was great to see her.
Yeah.
And I love this song.
Yeah.
And I'm going to listen to more of the album. Everyone should go check out Oxnard by Anderson .Paak and let us know what you think.
Absolutely. You know, it sounds like it's going to be one to listen to all the way through multiple times.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of cool guest stars. Dr. Dre's on a song, Kendrick Lamar, Pusha T.
Uh-huh. I heard a lot of Kendrick Lamar in this.
Definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. 100%. All right. Well, that wraps up this episode of Hit or Shit. It's been wonderful. I love these. These are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have plenty more coming out for you. Make sure to message us. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know what you would like us to review. Let us know if you agree or disagree. You know, what do you think about this album? We'd love to hear from you.
Or even if you want to just mix it up a little bit, as songs that you don't think that maybe we've heard or bands that you don't think that we've heard, they don't necessarily have to be a new song.
Yeah.
But just throw them to us and we'll throw them into an episode. We may even make like a big jumbo episode of those sort of things. If you just want to, you know, DM us on Instagram or whatever, that'd be fantastic. We'll get her on the docket.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, we finally been receiving our first mail or, you know, online responses.
Yeah,
it's been wonderful. It feeds my soul.
It's a heady time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, take care, everyone out there. This has been an episode of Hit or Shit from Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.